Has it really been 20 years? Coastal Championship Wrestling, has it really? Well, it must have been because this is the 20-year anniversary. I haven't been watching it for that long, but I've missed it recently. Not as in, I miss you, but as in, damn, I thought that was on tomorrow and it's not, all that kind of thing. So anyway, I have actually got the 20th anniversary show and it's got Eddie Taurus in it. He's going for the Florida heavyweight title. And he'll be with Dr. Eric Christian. The doctor is in. He can lance my boil if he really wants. I mean, you know, he's going to need to wear an apron, obviously. And maybe some goggles. And he's facing Gangrel, who's been in the business for 35 years. And, you know, he looks a seasoned professional, doesn't he? It's rather good, this. There's quite a lot of wrestling teasing to start. Some Taurus punches. Gangrel comes back with the chops. Eric Christopher, the good doctor, is then on the apron, or distracting around the apron anyway. And that means that Eddie Taurus gets to hit a leg drop on the apron, which is very nice. Gangrel has to bite the hand that chokes him, or that, you know, smacks him, to not that feeds him, to get away from Taurus. But Taurus then hits a really sweet leg lariat. He's a big fella. To get up like that is really something special. There's a Gangrel bulldog. He likes that. Leg sweep. He likes that. For a long two count. Onto the apron gets the good Dr. Eric Christopher. And Taurus runs at Gangrel. Gangrel gets away. It's wrestling trope time. He hits the good doctor. And he walks into the impaler for the Gangrel pin. It was good old school wrestling. I really liked it. It was pretty short. It was pretty sweet. Why wouldn't you want that? Now, women's title action now. Yes. Ruthie J, who of course is she's not just working for CCW, shall we say. She's with, or she's facing Amber Nova. And Ruthie is trained by Gangrel. So you're going to see a leg sweep here, because that's what Gangrel likes to do. And you will see that. There is a early on a Nova flip out the corner. Ruthie J gets the snap suplex, a chin lock, which has worked, a rear chin lock at that, a leg sweep and a cover, as I say, like Gangrel, and then a straitjacket, which looked really good, actually. Could call it a cravat, I suppose, but it's actually a straitjacket, isn't it? No light or space between those arms. Really well done from Ruthie J. They then hit each other with roundhouse kicks. I mean, at one and the same time, that was lovely, really well done. There's an Amber Nova clothesline and a Hurricane Rana, a Northern Lights suplex for a long two count. That is very nice. But Ruthie J gets the Blue Thunderbomb. She doesn't get the three count. It's nearly three, but she screams in frustration. And then Amber Nova gets the upper hand, goes for the cover. That cover is rolled through by Ruthie J. She has a handful of trunks or tights if you're in the US or Canada, and she gets the pin. And it looks like it's a bit of a, I mean, she's sassy, isn't she, Ruthie J? But it looked to me like a bit of a heel turn for Jay, because as she walks away, as Jay walks away, she's looking at the crowd and kind of dissing them to say, you know, I'm too smart. And she's right. She is too smart. And Amber Nova can look at the referee or look at the crowd and kind of pull her trunks up a little bit to say, look, she grabbed the trunks. We know she did, but she won. Ref didn't see it, and ref can only call what they see. That is part of the beauty of wrestling, and that's part of the beauty of Ruthie J. Ta-ta.